Bienvenue dans Négatif, le podcast à l'écoute des créateurs et créatrices d'images et de sons. Je m'appelle Thibaut Elie et je suis aujourd'hui accompagné de Maxime Rodriguez pour un entretien depuis le Arras Film Festival. Aujourd'hui, un film de la compétition européenne consacré à un homme roumain réglant ses dernières affaires sur Terre dans son petit village. Bonjour Liviu Sandelescu.
Hello.
You are the director of Carturan, the story of Vasile Carturan and the last struggles in his life. At 60 years old, he learns that he's sick. He needs to provide for the future of his grandson, who he takes care of since he's an orphan, and organizes a funeral banquet for himself. This is your first feature film. Why did you choose to tell the story of a dying man?
This is my first feature film. It's true, and this story is connected with my childhood. I spend a lot of time in my summer holidays in my grandparents' house in Oltenia, and I met there a lot of traditional and superstition stories, and it was very exotic for me, a child from city. And when I looking for a topic for my first feature film, for my debut, I choose a topic with this connection with my experience.
Did you want to confront a dying man to these traditions?
This kind of local tradition, it's happened today, still today, and many men's in special in this region makes this kind of remembrance services from for themselves.
Carturan is going to die soon, but you show his last months as peaceful, quiet and quite simple. Even with how you shoot your movie, uses a lot of sequence shots with few camera movements. Why did you make that choice as a director?
When I talk with Oleg Motu is the director of photography, we talk about this visual style, and we take together few general options. First, we want to make a balance between this topic, yes, because it's not very happy, it's a sad story, and we want to show on image this environment full of life and a strong connection between this man and nature, and in this part a very important things was from sound designers, and for image another thing it was about these long shots, because I want I think the long shots, it's very important for actors to accumulate and distribute this kind of energy, this kind of tension, and I think it's very important for this story.
You shot your movie in a very large ratio, CinemaScope, and the camera is often far from the actors. We see a lot from the environment around the characters. Why didn't you choose to be close to the actors with the camera?
First, we choose to shooting in a wide frame because we want to show our story like in on a realistic story. And you shoot in a wide style, you have same perception like in a day life, yes, because you see a lot of things,
lot of details,
and I think it's important. And we put a camera in front of Carturan because we want to show this main character this period and how this try to resolve all the things in this little odyssey before his death. And for another characters, we choose to take long shots too, but don't put the camera too close of them. Just for Kurturan, because this he is our lead actor.
The other topic of the movie is the funeral banquet that Kurturan wants to hold. Can you tell us more about this tradition that isn't Christian in the film?
This tradition, local tradition, is a strong tradition in this region in Oltenia, and this kind of remembrance services has two parts. Yes, in the first part, a priest come and make a funeral service for this man, and this is the tragical part of this event, because the man see everything around him like in a normal funeral banquet, and the atmosphere is it's heavy. But after that, we'll have a happy moment, because all of this event is transformed in a happy one. It's about because the man is live, and it's a moment when all of them realized for the moment life defeat death.
Is this some kind of a zombie movie? Because Kurturan is between life and death.
No, Kurturan has a special relation with death. He's not a normal man in this relation, yes? Because he spent a lot of time in a coal mine, and he seen a lot of persons who died around him, and for him somehow this dead the dead is familiar, and in another hand he decided to put his dad in a standby, because he understand he hasn't enough time to resolve all the things, and for these responsibilities he put his dad on the standby and start to resolve these things. And these in a film, we have some moments, and when we understand this man, it's a fact about that. He's not very happy about this news, but it's true. Is he lives this period between life and death, because has two goals. Yes, one goal is about his nephew, and he tried to find a good place for him, and this is the life problem. And on the other hand, he has, and for that he wants to prepare, because he wants to make this remember services for himself. And it's very important for him.
Well, thank you, Liviu, for this interview. And we hope to see your movie Kurturan in France soon, for all the viewers to see.
Okay, thank you. Thank you too. And I hope our movie will be here in France, and maybe in other countries. Thank you.
Thank you. Au revoir.